Summer blockbuster movie season is coming to an end, and I don't know of any big Labor Day releases. We used to get like one or two to finish out the summer. I don't really see any on my radar. I think soon enough we're going to be into the horror movie releases in the fall, and then before you know it, we'll be into the Christmas movie releases and the big blockbusters heading into winter break. Mike, you had a chance to go peruse the latest offerings from Hollywood. What'd you see this week?
Yeah. I was invited to a press screening of Honey Don't, which we gave away tickets to. And I'm, from this point forward, I will pronounce it the way that it's written on the poster, in all caps with an exclamation point. Honey Don't! But no, it's a dark comedy from Ethan Coen, who is half of the famous Coen Brothers directing team. Fargo, Big Lebowski, Raising Arizona, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And this is kind of cut from the same cloth. It stars Margaret Qualley as Honey O'Donohue, a small-town private investigator who delves into a series of strange deaths tied to a mysterious church led by Chris Evans. It also stars Aubrey Plaza and Charlie Day. And if I've given you that cast, you probably have a good idea of why I wanted to watch this movie. But it's fun. The cast is the engine that makes it go. Mm-hmm. All of the performances are terrific. Everybody is fun. And everybody understands what this movie is. It's fun, it's dark, it's quirky, it's quippy. It's one of those kind of like, you know, kind of like firecracker dialogue type of movies. But I, talking to you now, Ari, I'm as mixed as the critics are. It's pretty much straight down the middle. I like it more than I don't. But it's not perfect. It's stylish, it's slick, it's fun. But the plot is really undercooked. They kind of disregard the main mystery very quickly. It's occasionally incoherent, and the ending is too abrupt for my taste. There's a twist that's instantly resolved, and then the movie is over. This movie is 88 minutes, so you get in and out. It doesn't take a lot of your time. But so much so that I think I told you and Zach about this after I came back from the advanced screening. I had talked about the ending and it being abrupt. So much so that I actually got into an argument with another critic right in front of the nice lady with the clipboard. I'm trying to give my review, and this dude does like basically sideswipes me and basically mansplains to me the tropes of classic noir detective movies. And like, I'm not the smartest movie critic around. I mean, I work on the Ari Hoffman show, for crying in the rain. But I understand tropes, and yeah. I understood this one. It's like, well, person actually looks me in the eye and says, I don't think that you do, when I said I understood the tropes. I felt bad for the nice lady with the clipboard, because like, she and I were like really vibing and talking about how this movie kind of feels more like the pilot of a TV series than a full movie. It's weirdly incomplete.
Hang on 1 second, Mike. Yeah. Point of order for a second here. What a person like that doesn't realize is they may have a genre they like.
Uh-huh.
There are people who go to see Star Wars who have never seen Star Wars before. And it would be like one of us walking up to them and going, you don't understand why it was terrible. Why it was good because you don't really know Star Wars. And you know what? Movies are for everybody.
Yeah.
They may use classic tropes. And sometimes I find that more entertaining when you tell me, hey, you didn't know all this stuff was in there. Oh, fascinating. Like those little videos that come out on my social media all the time. Did you know in this movie or that movie?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Right? In like the auto-tune. Did you know that in this movie?
Right. Ugh. And you know what? That's a critic who is there for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And they took their bias with them, whereas I was pretty open-minded for what this movie was, because as soon as I left, and may have cursed over my shoulder as I stomped off, but they give like the biggest flowery, oh my gosh, this is a love letter to the genre and this and that and the other thing. That person liked the movie way more than I did. Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's fun. I like it more than I don't. But it is kind of a mess. If you're not there for the performances, if you're really there for like a gritty film noir type of thing, this might not be for you. For me, it's fun throwaway trash, not unlike the sleazy detective stories it's an homage to. Like so many empty calories, this is a very empty calories movie. Before I wrap up, though, I do have to give a content warning for our audience. This movie is rated R for checks notes, some strong violence, language, graphic nudity, and strong sexual content. The poster doesn't lie. I came in the next day and I pulled Zach aside. I'm like, it's the I'm no prude speech. I'm no prude, but the sexual content was, as if I were to describe it in a single description, it would be distractingly graphic.
Wow.
To the point where it kind of takes away from the movie. It's not a pornography or anything like that, but like, I, not being a prudish person myself, I still found my sensibilities challenged by the intense graphic content.
And that's something else. When you review the movies, you're reviewing them for this audience.
Yeah.
And that other person was reviewing them for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're going, okay, how do we explain this to the mainstream person who doesn't necessarily know film noir or anything else?
Mm-hmm.
And you're also giving our audience a warning because there was this thing in there that put you off a little bit, right?
It did crack me up, though, a little bit, Ari, because, like, you know, we've been to enough screenings together where they show, like, the poster on the movie screen before it starts. It even says on the poster, quote-unquote, she only has two desires and one of them is justice. And I'm like, what's the other one? What's the other? Oh, that's the other one. So if that's the kind of content you can hang with, check out Honey Don't.
Also, thanks to our friends over at Ally Global Marketing for having Mike out there so we could do these movie reviews. And also, just a quick note before we wrap up, is that I saw one of those, did you know, about Chris Evans, and I went back and checked it out. He actually turned down the Captain America role multiple times. And then somebody said to him, you'll be able to do any role you want after this. Have you noticed the roles he's done since he got Captain America? It's a lot of artsy-fartsy or whatever unique genre, shall we
say.
And guess what? That's exactly what was able to happen because they want Captain America in their movie. He's a bankable box office star now.
Absolutely. He's a name and a face you can put on this poster to market it. He's fun as hell in this movie. Like, he knows what movies he's in and he's chewing the scenery. It's a really fun, sleazy performance. It's far and away from Captain America.
I love his stuff. I'll watch anything that dude's in before.